Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Northeast Iowa man is facing multiple charges for assault and child endangerment. The Winnesee County Sheriff's Office says 40-year-old Sean Schultz of Postville was apprehended Monday evening in Bloomfield Township on warrants for alleged incidents in February. Schultz has been charged with two counts of domestic abuse assault, third or subsequent offense, Class D felonies, and two counts of child endangerment, physical, sexual abuse, aggravated misdemeanors. He's also charged with interference with official acts for resisting arrest. According to criminal complaints, on the night of February 20th, Schultz is accused of assaulting a female victim at his residence in Postville by pulling her hair, holding her by the throat, slamming her on a bed, and pushing her head into a wall. When a second victim threatened to call law enforcement, Schultz allegedly pulled a knife out from the kitchen, pointed it at that person, and warned, "You're next." Authorities say a juvenile boy was present during both assaults. A warrant for Schultz's arrest was issued the next day. When WCSO attempted to apprehend him Monday night, Schultz allegedly refused more than a half dozen commands that he was being placed under arrest and to lay on the floor before deputies were able to secure him with handcuffs. Court records show that Schultz was convicted in December for illegally possessing a firearm or offensive weapon by a domestic abuse offender, a Class D felony. That charge stemmed from the execution of a search warrant last July, in which WSO seized 9 long guns and 1 handgun that were not secure, and Schultz had access to them. A North Iowa man is facing charges after he allegedly led law enforcement on a pursuit at speeds over 100 miles per hour Monday night. A Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's deputy patrolling South Shore Drive near Clear Lake State Park reported seeing a Ford Explorer moving at a high rate of speed shortly before 10 p.m. Monday. The deputy tried to pull the vehicle over, but the driver sped away before the vehicle went out of control and rolled into the marsh area at the intersection of South Shore Drive and 235th Street about 30 seconds later. The vehicle rolled several times before coming to rest on its side. Clear Lake Fire Department had to remove the driver, 48-year-old Norman Coles of Clear Lake, because he was trapped inside the Explorer. Coles was taken by Clear Lake Fire Medics to Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Sheriff's Office says alcohol is expected to be a factor in the crash, and the investigation continues. The Iowa State Patrol assisted at the scene. North Iowa Area Community College has successfully earned reaccreditation from the Higher Learning Commission. The achievement reaffirms the college's commitment to academic excellence, continuous improvement, and its significant role in higher education within the community and beyond. Following a rigorous evaluation process, which included a comprehensive self-study report and an extensive site visit by a team of HLC peer reviewers, NIAC has met all criteria for accreditation with distinction. NIAC President Steve Schultz says the reaccreditation is a testament to the dedication of our faculty, staff, and administration to providing high-quality education and student support services. Board of Trustees President Kathy Rottinghouse added, "This milestone is more than a mark of excellence. It's a reflection of the hard work and dedication of every member of the NIAC community. Reaccreditation assures our students, parents, and the communities we serve that NIAC adheres to the highest standards of educational quality and institutional effectiveness." Once again this year, New Hampton High School graduating seniors are being recognized and honored with banners hung across town. The tradition started in the COVID year of 2020, and New Horizons Chamber Executive Director Liz Zweibeamer says support of the program continues strong.
We have 87 senior banners going up. They were entirely paid for by the community, which is so incredible to have that support. It's so cool to just know the businesses and the impact that these seniors have on the community. That the, you know, businesses were saying, we'd love to support 2 or 3, you know, seniors. So the support on that end was amazing. They've all been paid for.
Banners are being displayed on streetlights and utility poles along Main Street, Lynn Avenue, and Milwaukee Street. Chickasaw seniors will get to keep their own banner after graduation ceremonies next month. April is National Volunteer Awareness Month, and some of Charles City's best will be honored this Friday at the annual Community Volunteer Recognition Event. The free event is open to the public from 7:30 to 9:30 Friday morning at the Community Center. There will be a light breakfast offered at 7:30 with the program starting at 8. Community Development Director Mark Wick says, "Our volunteers are what makes our community special and help get things done that otherwise might not. Big or small, they make a real difference in our town and encourage the public to come and help recognize them for what they do." Nonprofit organizations in town, including the schools, will be honoring their Volunteers of the Year. Special Caught in the Act awards will also be presented to individuals who were nominated after being seen doing something unselfish for others or the community. There will also be the presentation of the Chamber Person of the Year Award, Main Street Charles City Volunteer of the Year, and the Hometown Hero Award. If your nonprofit organization would like to participate in the event, notify the Community Development Office by 4 p.m. today. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.